With her unapologetically progressive campaign, Francesca Hong has defined this year's Democratic primary for governor. But her Democratic Socialist platform has some traditional Democrats worried about whether she can win in November. As part of our ongoing series on candidates in the governor's race, WPR's Anya Van Wagendonk has this profile.
A recent Sunday afternoon in Madison presents the kind of glorious summer day that reminds Wisconsinites why they brave the long winters. And yet, a few hundred people are spending it crammed inside a dark concert hall. They're here to see Francesca Hong, the chef, state representative, and Democratic socialist who's running for governor. In between musical acts, Hong addresses her supporters.
I truly mean it when I say what makes this campaign different is that we're building the movement to meet the moment.
That approach has won Hong a uniquely passionate following from people like Fallon Morrissey, who's selling merch at the back of the room.
I haven't had the opportunity to support a politician that actually represents my views and my beliefs.
Democratic socialists are surging nationally thanks to concerns over the cost of living. And the prospect of Hong winning Wisconsin's Democratic primary for governor seems entirely possible. Her calls to tax the rich and impose a moratorium on data centers make voters like Peggy McCrum say that they trust her.
If it's us versus the billionaires, then they're going to be paying out politicians to do their bidding. So it's like whoever is not taking that and having a grassroots campaign is my vote.
In an interview with WPR, Hong says she didn't necessarily expect to be a front runner.
But I don't think it's just our campaign that has, carried that forward. It's the political climate.
That climate is just right for a Democratic primary, where polls have shown Hong leading the field. The general election is another question. There are some Democrats who worry that Hong's brand of politics won't play well in a general election. Republicans have seized on this. A group affiliated with the Republican Governors Association is spending millions of dollars on ads that sound like attacks.
That's Francesca Hong, too liberal for Wisconsin.
But may actually intend to rally liberal support behind her. The theory is that they want her to win in August because they think she'll lose to Republican Tom Tiffany in November. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, who briefly got out of the race for governor, emphasized the GOP ad when he got back in.
The Republicans have made their choice, spending millions of dollars.
Crowley has presented himself as the alternative to Hong. Governor Tony Evers endorsed him, and Crowley says campaign donations are pouring in. Other Democrats have said Hong's record on issues like police makes her vulnerable. She's called for defunding the police, and last week, in video captured by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, she picked up a megaphone at the site of a deadly police shooting in Madison.
This state-sanctioned violence was an execution. Yeah.
Tiffany immediately clipped the moment for social media to paint Hong as radical and divisive. Speaking to WPR, Hong said her take on law enforcement is more nuanced than people give her credit for.
I am serious about public safety, and if we are not tough on causes, we cannot be tough on crime.
Hong says that what helps her connect to a broader audience is her background. She's a single mother, a renter, someone who still picked up bartending shifts even when she served at the Capitol.
Regardless of where they may be in supporting me, a lot of people tell me that our campaign gives them hope.
It's a personal story, but Hong sees her candidacy as part of something bigger than herself. To some Democrats, this movement is worrisome and could cost them the governor's office. To Hong's supporters, it's a reason for hope. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.